We continue our learning. Lili Nishmas David Menachem Menushim Chan Yaakov Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Masos Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. Here we're speaking about a merchant. The Mishnah says Hamala Peros Menagolil Yehuda, person who is bringing fruit from the north of Israel, the Galilee, Galil, to Yehuda. Oh, Olelu Yushalayim, or he's bringing his produce up to Yushalayim and he's planning to sell it there. Now it's important. Here's you have a person. Let's say the guy from Galil. So he's coming south to Yehuda. Well, he wants to sell it again. Maybe the prices, he's going to get a higher price there. So certainly he's able to eat the produce at the very beginning. Why? As he's traveling. Because it's true, we've said that once, if a person's planning to sell and there's Gemar Malacha in the field, we say, oh, well now we have to separate masters. You can't have an Echil Asarai because you're planning to sell it. That's when you're planning to sell it locally. But if you're traveling, so then the you're looking for a different price, for a higher price. So here, we don't assume that the chiyuv of masros kicks in until you actually arrive at your destination. So the Mishnah here says, "Ochel mehem adshu magil amakom shu holech." He's able to eat from them as a snack and achilas arai, until he arrives at his destination. And even if he stays at night, he stays overnight in an inn, a hotel, whatever, on the way, he doesn't have to separate masros in order to eat a snack because he's still traveling to get to the final, to the big market, wherever where in Yehuda, etc. V'chein b'chazara. And same thing is true when you return. Some have the word Yehuda instead of b'chazara, but it's b'Yehuda. But either way, the same idea. On his return, let's say he plans to go back before he got to Yehuda. He decided to go back to the Galil. He can still eat it as a snack till he gets back home to Galil. Right? Here's a person. We don't assume that, oh, I know he's going to sell it on the way back home. No, we assume he didn't sell it in the destination to where he was going. So we assume he's on his way home. He's going to bring it all the way home. So he's still able to eat on Achilas Aroi until he actually walks into his house and has Rias Pnei Abayis. Rabbi Meir Omer, oh, ad shehu magia l'makom hashavisa. Rabbi Meir disagrees and says that you have a person who's coming during the week, during a weekday. So we know a person will stay during weekday. He's not so machped, he's not so careful, not so particular about his accommodations on a regular weekday. So if he gets to a particular place, that's all that he's staying overnight. Not a problem. He's able to eat an achilas arai. But when it comes to Shabbos, so he comes to a place where he's planning on staying for Shabbos, that's considered his house. Now, it's not Shabbos yet. Had it been Shabbos, it would be Kovel Maser anyway. It means that he arrives at the place where he's planning to stay for Shabbos. We assume that's considered a real residence. That's considered a real home. And that's Rias Pnei Abayis, where the obligation of Maser sets in, and he can no longer eat an Achilas Arai from them. Now some claim that what Rabbi Meir means is not necessarily where he's planning on staying for Shabbos, but rather where he stays over at a place as if he's staying as long, where he would end up staying as long as he would for a Shabbos. In other words, normally people come at night, they stay overnight, they come towards evening, they stay overnight, and then the next morning they're on their way. Now, here we're talking about someone, let's say, who's coming to stay overnight, and he's to stay the full next day, and then the next night, and then leave the next day. That's what people do on a Shabbos. So if a person is staying over that long, not because he's planning to stay there for Shabbos, according to this other interpretation in the Yerushalmi, but rather he plans on staying in a place for as long as they would stay in a place for Shabbos, that's considered his residence, and there's going to be a chiyuv to separate maser before he is able to eat from it, even in achilas arai, and that's what he means, ad shehu magil, according to Rabbi Meir, ad shehu magil l'mukom hashvisa, shvisa like from the word Shabbos. Once he reaches that place, can't have a snack, and that's even before Shabbos, as we said, because he plans on staying there for Shabbos, or the other interpretation, he plans on staying in this place for as long as he would stay in a place for Shabbos. Mishnah continues, v'harochlin ha-mechazrin ba'ayaros. Let's say have peddlers. Here's not someone who's traveling one place to another. Here they're traveling around, so they go around in the towns and they're planning to sell. So here, Ochlim ad shemagim makom halina. They're able to eat a snack, but not as long as our friend, who's the merchant who's traveling from Galil to Yehuda or the other way. But here they're able to snack without separating master on their produce until they reach the place where, Lamakam Halina, where they're sleeping for that night. Peddler is different from our traveler. Right here, he stays in one house and typically for several days because he's traveling around locally. So once he gets to that place, that's Rias Pnei Abayis for him. Even if the accommodations may not be that good, that doesn't matter. Even if he's not planning on staying there for Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Habayis Harishon Hubeso. Rabbi Yehuda says, when it comes to a peddler, it's the first house he enters, where he plans to spend the night, even if he doesn't end up staying for a long time, or even if he doesn't end up staying there at night at all, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because a peddler comes to town, he has a lot of stuff he's schlepping around, so he just wants to put his stuff down. So wherever he comes, that first house that allows him to stay, the first inn he comes to, even if he ends up dropping the stuff off and leaving somewhere else, that already is considered a residence, Habayis Harishon, Hubeso, and the chiyuv of Trumos and Masros will kick in at that time. You can't have an achilas harai. Perek Beis Mishnah Dalid Peros Shetraman Ad Shalonigra Malachtan. Okay, so here we're speaking about a note we mentioned, and one of the things that's kaveh for master, besides Shabbos, besides Rias Pnei Abayis, besides salting, besides cooking, is separation of truma. Once you separate truma from produce, you can't snack on it until the master Rishon or master Sheni or master Ani have been separated from. We remind ourselves, master Sheni on the Aveda years, Aleph Beis Dalet Hey, first, second, fourth, and fifth of the Shemitah cycle, and Gimel and Vav, the third and the sixth years, when we separate Maaser Ani. So, and Peros Shetraman, Achol Nini Gemar Malachtan, I have Peros. They don't have the Gemar Malacha yet. But nonetheless, right before Gemar Malacha. So let's say, talking about cucumbers. So remember the cucumbers were fuzzy on top. We said, oh, you remove that fuzz, that's when the Gemar Malacha. So here, I haven't separated from, or I have grain, and I didn't smooth out the pile. So here, there's no official Gemar Malacha on the grain or on the cucumbers, but nonetheless, there may be a Gemar Malacha by the mere fact that we separated Truma. So Rabbi Eliezer, Oser Milech, Omehem Arai, Rabbi Eliezer says, you're not permitted to eat a snack anymore because you separated Truma, and that kicks in, that sets the Maser Chiyuv obligation, even though the fruit, the produce has not been fully processed. V'chachamim atirin. Chachamim say separating Truma has no effect on the status of produce that has not finished its processing. Chutz mikalkolas te'enim, except a basket of figs, of fresh figs. If you separate the truma from the figs, even before you finish the processing, remember, we mentioned this in the past, you put them in a basket and you covered them, remember, with leaves to protect them from drying out, from the sun, etc. And that was the Gemar Malacha. So, says the Mishnah, even before that, they're usher for you to snack on. Because separating shruma from figs in a basket is considered finishing the process as well. Why is that so? After all, right, so here we have, Gemar Malacha yet. Aha! So the answer is, separating truma shows that this person decided, you know what, I'm not drying them out, right? I'm not leaving them. So it has the same status. Putting on leaves to protect them from drying out or separating truma is the same concept, because otherwise I would leave them out. So the fact that I separate truma, that's considered finishing the process. Now they have an official Gemar Malacha, and this basket of figs is an exception to the rule. Separating truma, even according to the Chachamim, is Gemar Malacha, and you can't eat an Achilas Arai until you separate a Maser. Kalkolas Te'enim Shetruma, if you have. So now, this last case we just mentioned, this itself is a Machlokas, meaning regarding a basket of figs, which someone separated truma from. So, right before it's still unprocessed. They didn't complete the process. Rabbi Shimon allows this. V'chachamim osur, meaning the chachamim are the same chacham from before. They said it's osur. But here we add in the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, where Rabbi Shimon says that it's going to be mutter. Rabbi Shimon says, if figs, you're telling me, right, are permitted for snacking before any of the masers, truma, maser, etc., are separated. So the fact that now I separated truma, why should that matter? So Rabbi Shimon takes the chachamim to the next level. When the chachamim say separating truma has no effect on gemar malacha, whereas the chachamim had said that that the exception is figs, Rabbi Shimon says that's ridiculous, right? It applies to everything. If I'm able to eat the figs, remember, if I hadn't separated truma, I'm allowed to snack on it. So it's like a kal vachomer. If I had not separated truma, I'm allowed to snack on them. But now they separate truma, all of a sudden that changes it. Why should that be? You're going to tell me that it's easy, that I'm more lenient before you separated truma than after you separated truma? After I separated truma, now you can't snack. And before I was able to snack, so it says Rabbi Shimon that that's illogical, and therefore he takes the chachamim's halacha in all cases, truma is not kovei alamaser.